Ako'y isang Pinoy sa puso't diwa. Hello everybody and welcome to the Filipino Freethinkers podcast. It's also a video. I'm Red.
I'm Frank.
I'm Dustin.
And happy Independence Day. We're actually recording this on the day itself. But depending on the editing, there will be some delays. But anyway, we're talking about language, in particular the Filipino language, and whether it's correct and right for the Commission on Higher Education to remove Filipino from the general education curriculum of tertiary education. So unless you're a Filipino major, you will no longer be required to take up Filipino in college. So do you think that this is a good thing? But before that, what did you take?
I took computer science in UP Cebu, And it was not mandatory at all for me and people in my course to take Filipino.
Did they know Filipino in Cebu? Like, what was the literacy of Filipino in Cebu?
Our exposure to Filipino, well, I can say my exposure to Filipino in Cebu was limited to what was taught in Filipino class in high school and maybe in elementary, And whatever we saw on TV that was in Filipino. Personally, I didn't watch a lot of things that were in Filipino. I just watched whatever was in cable and English. And that was it. That's my exposure to Filipino. I'm sure a lot of other people spoke more Filipino.
So you didn't take Filipino in college?
It was not mandatory for my course. And as far as I know, not mandatory for a lot of courses. We had COM, an English subject that people usually took.
So did you succeed in life?
Without Filipino.
Without Filipino.
Yeah, and a lot of things that were taught in high school Filipino were actually unnecessary. Guro, silid aralan. No one uses those words.
Okay, there you go. Ched was correct. No, really. What did you take? We went to the same school.
Yep.
So
Animo.
What did you take?
Filipino 1 and Filipino 2, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And yeah, mostly my opinion on it is that the only reason you would need it in tertiary education is if you didn't learn it in secondary education.
Were those mandatory?
Yeah, they were.
It was mandatory.
You didn't really have much of a choice. In fact, in La Salle, you had an option to take special classes just in case you couldn't understand Filipino that well, because it was mandatory for everyone.
So, Did you succeed in life?
Well, pretty much. Not as much as I would want.
Who's more successful?
Probably Frank.
No. Okay, if Frank makes more money and he did not take Filipino,
therefore, it's better if you don't take Filipino. But did you use anything that you learned in Filipino class? Did you learn anything that's practical?
I learned I wouldn't call it practical, but the difference between nang and nang would be
practical. I was going to say that. Yeah, we who took Filipino in college are very proud of knowing
the difference.
Yeah, nang. I mean, if you
could die, you could lose an eye.
I was in a life in that situation. I didn't know the difference. When God was held to me, like, what's the difference? Like, I didn't know.
Yeah, kung binaril ng magnanakaw ng mabilis or ng
I think it has its uses. I mean, if you're a writer, if you write songs and stuff. If you were to do copywriting in Filipino, I think the one problem you might encounter, though, if that is, most people, a lot of people are encouraged to speak in English and are taught in English. So most people are not actually, not really most, but
what's happening?
A lot of people are not comfortable reading in Filipino.
That's true.
Pretty tough. I mean, I try to read anything in Filipino. I mean, the academic kind of Filipino at length, and it's very hard.
Yeah, and one thing also, when the Filipino subjects are being taught, they're not speaking in Filipino. They're speaking in Tagalog, which is a problem. You know, like, I mean, for me at least, you know. But I mean, if for people who love the language, who seek to preserve it, who write poetry, read poetry in Filipino, I think the option should be available, but I don't think it's for everyone.
Okay, let's back up a bit. Why did Ched even do this in the first place? And I saw this interview, here's a link in case it wasn't posted earlier, that this guy, the director, Vitriolo, he's probably getting a lot of hate.
Okay.
right now because anyway, he said that they look at the outcomes. They're an outcome-based group. And the reason that they're removing Filipino from the curriculum is it would be more useful to not have it. Or what would you use it for in this day and age of globalization where could you go where you could use your Filipino expertise? California, who amazingly speak a lot of Tagalog, right?
There's this map of the second most spoken language. Third most spoken language.
Yeah, English, Spanish, and then Tagalog, Filipino, in California.
And a lot of other places, I think.
And a lot of other places, but it won't get you as much mileage as, say, English and
I think
Mandarin.
Yeah, Chinese.
So okay, but we're focusing on the removal of Filipino right now. There have been some posts I heard of, you know, Mandarin being included in the curriculum, but we'll focus on Filipino for now.
Right.
The people who are against this, what do they say? What have you heard them say?
Well, I would just like to clarify that I don't want the complete obliteration of the language. It's just that I don't want it. I don't think it's necessary for tertiary education if you already learned it in secondary education.
Okay.
I think the only reason that it's taught in the college level is because it wasn't taught well in the high
school level. And that actually is what a lot of people who are against this are saying. They're saying that it's not enough for primary and secondary education because they get to college and it's obvious that they need some more education.
Which means they didn't do a good job.
So you are saying that if you do a good enough job
in high school, you wouldn't have to teach it in college.
Okay. I'm going to go a step further and say that you don't even need it in secondary education. Because, I mean, from what I've heard, a lot of people who are against this move are saying that we're not being nationalistic. Mm. It's a Filipino tongue. It's our native tongue.
You smell like a fish.
Yes, it's not my native tongue. Mm. And for a lot of Filipinos who are not in Manila or Manila based in Luzon, whatever, it's not their native tongue as well.
That's true.
Everything they teach us is a deeper Tagalog, not even Filipino, because it's not used in common conversation.
Mm.
So when my uncle, for example, came from secondary education Filipino, moved to Los Baños, he was using words like silid aralan and guru, and he was being laughed at. No one uses aklat in normal everyday conversations.
They were like, go back to Manila, you Manila-centric person.
Yeah, so no one understood this Filipino that's being taught in secondary education. So it's very impractical. And whatever Filipino I learned from immersion here and from immersion from TV.
Okay.
So that's
Kong Pagong and Batidot.
TV Patrol.
I guess. From the news. So I don't think it's necessary in the secondary level. And whatever we need to learn, we learn from exposure.
They're also saying, those who are against this move, that we should look at countries like Japan, like Korea, like Germany. These are very successful countries that do not need English, that can thrive, not only survive, using their own native language. I mean, I was in Japan a few months ago, and hardly anyone there knew English. I thought that I'd go there and, you know, talk to the younger people and expect them to know English, but I couldn't find any, at least in my experience. And they were pretty successful as a nation. I mean, it was one of the best places that I've ever been to. And they didn't need English so much. Could the same be said of the Philippines? Could we be the next Japan if only we were better at Filipino?
I doubt it. I really don't think language was the difference. There's a lot of differences between Philippines and Japan, and language is not one of them. Japan has used Japanese exclusively for a long time, and every development in their culture, in their technology, has been attached to a Japanese language. And so the language evolved along with their society. Mm. We have grown up with, we might have started very Filipino, very, very Spanish actually.
Mm.
And then we got a lot of influences from abroad, from the Spaniards, from the Americans, some from the Japanese. And so our society developed separate from our language. And now what people are trying to do is to get the language to catch up to our technology, to our culture.
Mm.
And I don't think the resources necessary to develop the language that much
is
worth it.
What do you think?
I think it would work. It worked for Japan because, for one, they had a stronger national identity. You know, like when you say, when we talk about nation, we're talking about a common language, a common culture, and common traditions, right? Japan have that. We do not. I mean,
The 7,107 islands didn't actually help.
The symbols for our sense of nationalism, we don't even recognize them as things to remind us that we're Filipinos, you know? Like, for example, Bonifacio Day, Rizal Day, they're, you know, like, the only thing we recognize about them is that no classes today.
Yeah, it's a holiday, no
yeah,
work.
Yeah, I mean, well, the original intention was to create a sense of nationhood, you know, like we're part of the same group, and I think that's one of the purposes intended for the promotion of a national language. But then again, you know, we never had that. We never had that. You know, we're probably people before the people who came before us or who were Filipinos before us probably had that, or probably felt more together when they shared a very specific language and they're communicated in the language that they, you know, that they were using. But the thing is, it's not consistent with our medium of instruction. Japanese, they were taught from elementary to high school to college in Japanese, you know, and German, same thing, the French, same thing. So regardless of whether they use English or not, they're going to be educated. So, however, most of our curriculum is already in English. We're being taught in English from a young age.
We're consuming media mostly in English.
Yep.
And for the highly technical courses, they're also mostly in English.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get back to something that you mentioned earlier, nationalism. Mm-hmm. This is probably the most controversial aspect of this.
Yeah.
Precisely, I mean, particularly because of the timing. I mean, it's Independence Day, and you make an announcement like this. So groups like the LFS, I think League of Filipino Students, and other nationalistic groups are saying this is just neoliberalism. This is just globalism, instead of raising critical thinkers who can criticize the government and their masters. You're just making a nation of slaves. I'm using their words, of course. You're making a nation of people to serve foreign masters, you know, to go out there and be dominated by these non-Filipino speaking people. So is there, what do you think of that? What do you think of that argument?
I don't agree with it. And I think it's just groups trying to inject their own agendas into this move, which, like, nationalism, I think, I'm not a very big fan of nationalism. Mm. There's something to be said about camaraderie and feeling of oneness with people, but I don't think that should be based on the circumstances of your birth, like where you were born. This is a matter of geography.
Mm.
The only reason we're Filipino is because we happen to be born in a boundary that's claimed by the Philippine government, right? So if we were just born across the border, we wouldn't be Filipino, even though we shared, for example, some same common culture. So I don't think a commonness should be built on where you were born. Although I will say this for language, it does build an instant attachment to people who speak the same language, especially when you're not in the place where you speak that language. So if Filipinos met abroad and you could hear someone speak Filipino, you'd feel a kinship with these people. And for example, me being Cebuano, and I would hear someone else speak Cebuano here in Manila, and it's like you just talk to them in Cebuano, and like you'd feel like your friends, right? So there's that going for it. But I don't think, yes, bye is an instant, like, friend. You're instantly a friend. It's a greeting. So I don't think there's anything specifically wrong with feeling a kinship with people. Just that the nationalism as a necessary separation of us from them isn't very productive. If it comes to war, I guess you choose a side. But besides that, globalization, I think, is the way to go. If you're gonna feel a kinship, might as well feel a kinship with everyone, and not limited to the people you were born close to.
Also, one point I would like to raise is with regard to the countries that were brought up, those with whose language, you know, who barely spoke English, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have Japan, you have Germany,
Korea.
But one thing these countries had that we don't is that they don't need to learn English in order to function. Right? They're rich. I mean, these are
rich countries. Yeah. They have the infrastructure down.
And one of the things that allow Filipinos to, you know, at least get by is their English call centers. And Koreans send their children here to learn English.
Yeah, and we teach a lot of them.
It's a competitive advantage that we have. So at this point, I would say that it's more important than, you know, improving English would have be more important than, you know, teaching another Filipino language in the tertiary level.
So that's why you two smell like stinky fish, because you don't love your own language.
I love my language. I mean, I love Filipino. Okay. I read Filipino. Yeah, I write in Filipino sometimes.
I went too far there because you're not advocating for the eradication of Filipino from the curriculum and from all levels of education, just from the tertiary, because you argue in particular that
they learned it in high school, they wouldn't need to learn it in college.
That should be enough.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But like algebra.
You went further.
I was going to say, we learn it from society, we don't need to learn it from school.
Oh, okay. But that's a very controversial point. And if you want to discuss that with us, we will discuss it at the next meetup. The schedule will be posted on our social media channels. If you have stuff that you need to say, that you need to get out there right now, just comment wherever you're watching this. If it's on YouTube, if it's on Facebook, if it's on the website, please comment in Filipino or English. And until then, until the next time, thank you for watching. Mabuhay!